Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the island nation of Sri Lanka, where at all times we continue to extol the lordship of Christ Jesus in the earth. We continue to glorify and magnify Him amidst the questions of life, amidst the confusions of this world, amidst the things that we go in and face and wonder about. We always remember and keep in mind and are mindful of the fact that God is in control. And, you know, sometimes, here's one for you. What do you do when you're not quite sure what to do? You know, I've noticed this. Okay, in Scripture, there was a time where God was speaking to the children of Israel, in Exodus chapter 20. And He was talking to them directly. And they freaked out. And they said, "Moses, look, you go talk to God and you tell us what He said. Because, you know, if He talks directly to us, you know, we're going to die." And they didn't want to, they couldn't handle it. They couldn't handle the accountability of God speaking directly to them. And so they wanted somebody else to speak to God on their behalf and to come back and tell them what it was that God had said. And, you know, I've noticed that a lot of people inside of them, that's something that they want. You know, there's some people that would like to hear directly from God, but then there's a lot of people that would rather have somebody standing between them and God, rather have somebody else that tells them. And then there's a reason for that. The reason too is that, look, if they don't want the accountability of having to actually act on what it is that God said. Rather, they want to be able to cut somebody down if what God does say to them is something that they maybe don't like. So maybe God has a standard for them, and they don't necessarily want to do that. So the easy way around that is to kill the messenger. Because then, if you kill the messenger, then you really don't have to deal with what it was that, you know, you now it's just like, oh, okay, well, I don't like that guy because he's too short, or he's too tall, or he talks in a funny accent, or, you know, or he's from some different place, or he doesn't have our proper labels, or he didn't show up the right way. You remember what they said to what Jesus said about John the Baptist and himself? He said, John the Baptist came neither eating nor drinking, and he said, here is delusional, he's crazy and demon possessed. And then when it came to Jesus, they said the Son of Man came eating and drinking. He said, here's a wine bibber and a friend of tax collectors and the worst type of sinners. But what did he say? He said that wisdom is proved right by her children. Now, however it was that they came, people found fault with the person, with the messenger, so they didn't have to deal with the message. They found fault with the person that carried that message, and they found a way to undermine that person. So that person himself, they didn't want to hear what he had to say. They didn't want the message that God put in their heart to give them. So they found fault with the person, and they discounted the message, and they bore the consequence for that. You know, and I've seen that. I've seen that a lot. Because what happens is people don't want to deal with what God actually is saying to them. So they would like to find a way around it. And one way around it is to discredit the person that has that to say. You know, and now in the day and the age that we live in right now, this is an amazing time for discrediting people. An amazing time. Because with the use of sound bites and everything that you do and say is now recorded, pretty much, and people can take words that you've said out of context, twist them and turn them, and use them for whatever it is that they have as a preconceived agenda, a preconceived motivation. Yeah, makes it a time where unless you have a spirit that desires truth, and you got to want it for yourself, inside of yourself, in the core of who you are, you have to desire the truth. You have to want the truth. You have to want to be free. Look, if you want to be a slave, go right ahead. Be a slave. Be a slave to the world system. Be a slave to your lusts. Be a slave to everything that's around you and never be free. But don't complain about it. Don't complain about it. Go ahead. Be a good slave. And give up your soul. No, go ahead. And don't whine about it. Just go on. But if you actually want truth, if you're among that minority, because the many are called, but the chosen are few. If you are among that minority that are the chosen, that desire the truth, that know there's more to life than what it is that you have seen and faced, and you know there's more going on than what it is that you've been sold, and you want that, well, if you want truth, you know, you're going to find it. If you don't want the truth, you're not going to find it. You will happily take the lie. But, you know, one thing is part of Christ redeeming us from the curse of the law is that you and I no longer need a man to get to God. God speaks directly to His people. God speaks directly to His children. Because Christ Jesus is the way for us to the Father. Christ Jesus is the way. He makes the way for us. And in Him, we live and move and have our being. In Him, we have a new beginning. We have a new start. In Him, there is life eternal. And in Him, God speaks directly to His people. And you know, I think one thing that happens is that when you're also going on that track, occasionally what He'll do is He will allow for you to be put into a situation where, because you know, we look to have people validate those things. We look to have godly people validate those things that God speaks to us. And sometimes, just so that you will have to make a decision based on what He speaks to you, you may get into a situation where you're not quite sure. Because, you know, one set will be saying one thing, something else will be saying something else. Now, God is not the author of confusion. Absolutely. God also, at the same time, wants you to hear it for yourself. He doesn't want your relationship with Him to be contingent on another person. He surely doesn't want it to be contingent on this broadcast, mind you. He surely does not want you coming here and letting this be your substitutionary voice for His voice. No, nothing like that. Look, the only thing that we do here is we just put out the message that God gives us, and that's it. It's just supposed to help point you in the general direction. It's not supposed to be your end all by any means. Oh no, please don't do that to yourself. No, this message here is just to help you to go to point on that journey, a journey that we're all on. But God wants you to hear His voice for yourself. He wants you to know His voice for yourself. He wants you to walk with Him for yourself. He doesn't want you to live a life contingent on what everybody else says. See, if you live a life contingent on what everybody else says, you will never be the person God meant you to be. Because nobody else can do it for you. Nobody else can be the you that you were meant to be. And nobody else, they will understand glimpses, understand bits and pieces of who God meant you to be. But nobody else will truly know who that is. They may just know, hey, you know, something special that God's put in you. Great. Cool. But who are you? See, finding your true self in Him is part of that journey. It's part of the journey that we go through in this life. Either you find yourself or you lose yourself. And if you lose your life for the sake of Christ, you find it. If you find your life in this world, you're going to lose it. See, the world thrives on your conformity. The world thrives on you saying black is white. wrong is right. It needs to get you to the point where you're split, even from your own conscience, even from that which is in you that knows what right and wrong is, that knows what truth is, that knows who Christ is. It's got to get you to that point where you say, oh, you know what, that's okay. It's all right. It's not a big deal. It's okay to kill babies. It's okay to destroy the earth. It's okay to destroy our fellow man. It's all right to lie, to steal, to kill, and to destroy, essentially. The thief cometh not but for to kill, to steal, to destroy. Christ has come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. You know, the extent to which you are promoted in the world system by them is the extent to which you fulfill the purpose of the world system. You know, small things in the eyes of the world, they don't see it as anything big to just cut a corner here and cut a corner there. But it destroys life. It destroys each other. But people accept that. They accept that because you know why too? The world, the big part of the world is also about power. Worldly power. And as they climb up higher, they cover for each other. They cover for each other. And they use that power to benefit themselves. They use that power to avoid consequence in this world for their actions. Now I say that because I got to preface it. Because everybody will eventually give account for their life. See, here's the thing. Don't worry. When you think about justice and all that, it's coming. It's coming. No one gets away with anything. You gotta know this. No one gets away with anything. Everybody's life is brought before eternity and in front of everybody. And I mean everybody. In front of the entire creation. Your life is manifest for what it is. And no one gets away with anything. So yeah, if you can bribe a cop and bribe a judge and, you know, cheat your way out of something and not have to be accountable for your actions in this life for a window of time, all right. You know, maybe you have that. But do you think that that gets you away from having to give an account before the living God? The one that sees everything, that knows your thoughts. Do you think that that gets you away and gets you a pass? You know, the only thing that will keep you from the fires of hell is the blood of Christ, which was necessary to pay the price for your sins. Without that, you are screwed. You are absolutely screwed for all eternity. Because there's no other way. And so in this life, as there's people that think that they're getting away with things, and they're like, okay, if I just know this person, and I just say this, and I just talk to this person over here, pay this person off. Look, that's all the world. It's all the world making moves. But there's a moment appointed unto everyone is a time to die. And after that, the judgment. And you know what? Death comes at times where people do not expect. You know? I mean, you know, when I was a kid, I had a buddy of mine in second grade that died. I mean, nobody expected that. People die at all ages, at all times, for all variety of reasons. And the key is, whenever that time comes, that you would pass from this life into the next, to be in a place and in a spiritual direction where you can pass from death to life, from that which is in this world to our Heavenly Father. You know, the intention is that you would live life and live truth and live it to the full, and not to become part of a dying, dead system that has nothing for you. Yeah, sure, you make a little bit of money, you get a nice car, you have a house, you go to a couple concerts. Everybody will say how great you are, they'll put your name in the paper, and then what? And then what? You have some accolades. They'll talk nice about you at your funeral, but you lost your soul. You were meant for more. You were meant to walk in truth. You were meant to live a full life. You were meant to live an abundant life. You weren't meant to live a substandard existence. You were not meant to live beneath that which God intended for you. You were meant to come into the truth and the fullness of who you are in Him, empowered by Him. See, the Spirit of God empowers you. The Spirit of God fills you. The Spirit of God overflows you, makes you what you are not, but what you have the potential to be. See, there's a lot of things that you are not because it's got to be unlocked by Him. It's in you, but it's got to be unlocked by Him. Those gifts are activated when they come under the Lordship of Christ and when His Spirit flows through you. That's how they become activated. That's how you become a supernatural person. That's how you become larger than life. You know, the true children of God are larger than life? They just are. They just are. They walk into a place and they have an effect. You know, there are people that they can't explain it. But when you walk into a room as a child of God, you take over the room. Just your very presence as a child of God takes over the room. And they will buy their bags and their shoes and their perfumes and all of their jewelry, and nobody looks at them. The worlders. They look at you. Why? Because light shines through you. Because truth shines through you. Because, and that shines brighter than any 50 carat rock. That shines brighter than any bling that people can wear or whatever it is that they can do. You shine bright. You can wear a t-shirt and you shine bright. You flood your surroundings with light when you're connected to truth, when you're connected to Him. When you follow Him, everything changes. That's why the world works so hard to keep this message out, to keep this message from getting to people. See, when light and truth flow through you, it changes the world that encounters it. When light and truth flow through the Son and the daughter of God, it changes things. It brings life into a dying world. It brings hope into hopeless souls. It brings relief into those that are struggling in darkness. You know, I mean, one of the reasons why, you know, we share like this is because when we realize that something is what it is, and we put it out there, when something is brought into the light, it's exposed. And exposing something is, you're past halfway there once you've exposed something. Once you reveal something for what it truly is, you're already past halfway. You know, now it's just dealing with it. And if you were to just accept the truth of what life is and what this world is, then that's the beginning of them walking out and living an abundant life, living a real life, living an authentic life. But it's not going to happen on your terms. And you can't hold on to anything in this world and expect to see life and truth flow through you. You can't be a slave and be a free man at the same time. You're either one or the other. You're either a slave or free, but you're not both. And God desired that you would be free, and that you would be free indeed. He that the Son sets free is free indeed. God intended that you would be free, that you would live life in that freedom. Instead, people choose to be slaves, and they live life in bondage. And when somebody is living in freedom and in truth, they hate that person for it, because they reveal that there's a better way. And they reveal that their choice is empty, and their choice is death. And they want to put that out. But you know what? You don't have to apologize. You don't have to apologize for your choice. You don't have to apologize for living in truth. You don't have to apologize for being who God made you to be. All you got to do is be who God made you to be. Let it be what it is. The world will not understand you. It wasn't supposed to. But God knows who you are. And that, my friends, is what's important. That your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. In His book, your name is written there because the blood of Christ has been applied to your life. You've received the gift of eternal life that's in Christ Jesus, and you're walking that out. You're living that out. God knows. God knows who you are, and God loves you. And we love you. Hey, we truly do. And, you know, we appreciate you. And we want you to live even as God intended, that we might have life. Live. And keep on keeping on. Hey, alright, drop us an email. faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you. We'll catch up with you again sometime really soon. Hey, God bless you out there. Alright.